Have you ever felt that there's more to life than what your physical senses can perceive? Gary Zukav's The Seed of the Soul explores this intuition, suggesting that humanity is evolving beyond our traditional five-sensory perception into multi-sensory beings who can access deeper spiritual realities. While conventional evolution focuses on physical adaptation and survival, Zukav proposes a spiritual evolution where our consciousness expands beyond material concerns. This isn't just philosophical musing, it's a practical framework for understanding why we instinctively recognize some people as more evolved than others, regardless of intelligence or education. We inherently know that the truly evolved person values compassion over selfishness, service over domination. This recognition points to our emerging awareness that authentic power comes not from controlling our external environment, but from aligning our thoughts, emotions, and actions with our highest spiritual nature. For millennia, human societies have operated on external power, the ability to manipulate and dominate others. This fear-based approach views survival as competition, with money, status, and possessions as power symbols that can be gained or lost. This pursuit has generated cycles of suffering. The key insight is that authentic power, aligning personality with soul's purpose, cannot be taken from others, but emerges from harmonizing with our soul's wisdom. An authentically empowered person creates no victims. They understand that in a conscious universe, we're never truly alone. The physical world serves as a learning environment where every intention affects both ourselves and others. This transforms relationships, work, and personal growth from resource competitions into opportunities for mutual evolution. The shift to authentic power represents humanity's most profound evolutionary leap. Karma isn't punishment or reward, it's energy-seeking balance. Like Newton's third law, karma maintains equilibrium across systems. Those who intend hatred experience hatred. Those who intend love experience love. The Golden Rule essentially offers practical advice based on karmic principles. Most people take responsibility selectively, claiming credit for positive outcomes while blaming circumstances for negative ones. This misses the truth that every action contains an intention that exists as one with its effect. While we quickly grasp physical cause and effect, understanding intention's subtler dynamics takes longer. Karma often extends beyond a single lifetime, explaining effects without apparent causes. This understanding leads to reverence, engaging with the essence beneath form. We've mistakenly seen life as cheap, interpreting nature as justification for exploitation. Unlike respect, which judges based on admired qualities, reverence accepts all life's inherent value regardless of apparent worth. A reverent person cannot exploit others or participate in systems creating suffering. Consider how differently you feel approaching someone with genuine appreciation versus approaching with judgment. This difference is reverence, a quality transforming interactions from transactions to sacred exchanges. Without reverence, business becomes exploitation, politics becomes power-grabbing, and relationships become manipulative. With reverence, we recognize the divine spark in everything, honoring life's unfolding. Logical frameworks that serve our five-sensory exploration cannot comprehend spiritual evolution. We need understanding that emerges through the heart rather than the analytical mind. Without emotional awareness, we cannot distinguish between personality and soul, experience genuine compassion, or perceive the energetic dynamics behind our experiences. Emotions reflect intentions, and awareness of emotions reveals intentions. Every discrepancy between conscious intention and accompanying emotions points to aspects needing healing. The multisensory personality perceives connections and meaning invisible to five-sensory perception, recognizing scientific laws as reflections of deeper spiritual principles. Heart-centered awareness opens doorways to intuition, your soul's communication system operating beyond five sensory perception. That gut feeling that saved you from a bad decision or sudden clarity about a relationship is your soul's guidance. Multisensory humans cultivate this intuitive channel, understanding they're never truly alone. While still responsible for their choices, they have access to compassionate guidance in understanding options and consequences. Truth received through intuition empowers rather than contaminates, though it may be filtered through personal fears. By honoring intuitive guidance rather than dismissing it as coincidence, we develop a direct line to wisdom beyond our personality's limited perspective. This means integrating intuitive wisdom with intellectual understanding, creating a more comprehensive approach to life's challenges. Your thoughts and emotions are energy frequencies that shape your reality. Lower frequency emotions, like hatred, contain less energy than higher ones, like compassion. Choosing higher frequency thoughts creates health, while lower frequencies drain energy from higher systems. Each soul has guides, field experts for consultation, and teachers, personal mentors, who assist spiritual evolution. Teachers direct you toward the vertical path of awareness and conscious choice rather than the horizontal path that merely satisfies personality needs through repetitive experiences. Creation occurs when consciousness shapes light. Energy flows through you, entering at your crown and moving downward. You shape this universal light with every thought and intention, reflecting your personality through the forms you give this energy. By changing your consciousness, challenging negative patterns, and choosing compassion, you transform your experience from within. Every choice represents an intention shaping your reality. Soul-aligned intentions like love and compassion build authentic power, while personality-driven ones like anger and fear diminish it. The splintered personality creates illusions of separation, while the soul recognizes deeper connections beyond appearances. Temptation serves as the universe's compassionate mechanism, allowing us to experience potential negative karma without creating actual harm. It functions as a dress rehearsal, where we can confront our shadow aspects privately. With each temptation we overcome, we gain authentic power, choice by choice. Consider approaching challenges not as obstacles, but as opportunities for soul growth. Temptations designed to strengthen your authentic power. Each difficult choice becomes a gift, a chance to align with your soul's wisdom rather than your personality's fears. This growth isn't always comfortable. Often, the universe brings unhealed aspects forward for transformation precisely when we consciously invoke growth. Traditional relationships, particularly marriage, were designed primarily for survival and security. Spiritual partnership represents a new archetype, equals committed to supporting each other's conscious spiritual growth. This bond exists only as long as both partners grow together, with no external authority determining its validity. In spiritual partnership, you prioritize your partner's growth over personal wants, discovering that each holds pieces the other needs. You learn that love requires trust, difficult conversations strengthen rather than endanger relationships, and true partnership exists in clear, conscious love without secrets. This evolution extends beyond romance to all human connections. As individuals infuse organizations with spiritual partnership principles, they create new values throughout. Your personal evolution directly contributes to humanity's evolution by diminishing fear in yourself and consequently in the world. The fear between nations mirrors that between individuals. An emerging compassion in conscious individuals will eventually transform our global relationships. Each soul bears responsibility for the whole world, as what exists in one exists in all. By choosing conscious partnership over unconscious competition, we participate in humanity's most profound evolutionary leap.